At eventide there came suddenly a messenger in haste, and prostrated himself before the king, and said, I bring glad tidings unto my lord the king, and unto the kingdom and the slaves of the king. Mihrab the cruel, thy lifelong enemy, the king of Beth-roan, is dead. When the king and the mighty men heard this, they all rose and shouted for joy, for the powerful Mihrab, had he lived longer, had assuredly overcome Ishana and carried the inhabitants captive. At this moment the court physician also entered the hall of winged bulls, and behind him came the royal midwives, and the physician prostrated himself before the king and said, My lord the king shall live forever, and through countless generations shall he rule over the people of Ishana. For unto thee, O king, is born this very hour a son who shall be thy heir. Then indeed was the soul of the king intoxicated with joy, that in the same moment his foe was dead and the royal line was established. Now, in the city of Ishana lived a true prophet. And the prophet was young and bold of spirit. And the king that very night ordered that the prophet should be brought before him. And when he was brought, the king said unto him, Prophesy now, and foretell what shall be the future of my son who is this day born unto the kingdom. And the prophet hesitated not, but said, Hearken, O king, and I will indeed prophesy the future of thy son that is this day born. The soul of thy enemy, even of thy enemy King Mihrab, who died yestereve, lingered but a day upon the wind. Then it sought for itself a body to enter into, and that which it entered into was the body of thy son, that is born unto thee this hour. Then the king was enraged, and with his sword he slew the prophet. From that day to this, the wise men of Ishana say to one another secretly, Is it not known, and has it not been said from of old, that Ishana is ruled by an enemy? Knowledge and Half-Knowledge. Four frogs sat on a log that lay floating on the edge of a river. Suddenly the log was caught by the current and swept slowly down the stream. The frogs were delighted and absorbed, for never before had they sailed. At length the first frog spoke and said, This indeed is a most marvellous log. It moves as if alive. No such log was ever known before. Then the second frog spoke and said,
Nay, my friend, the log is like other logs and does not move. It is the river that is walking to the sea and carries us and the log with it.
And the third frog spoke and said,
Neither the log nor the river that moves. The moving is in our thinking. For without thought nothing moves.
And the three frogs began to wrangle about what was really moving. The quarrel got hotter and louder, but they could not agree. Then they turned to the fourth frog, who up to this time had been listening attentively, but holding his peace, and they asked his opinion. And the fourth frog said,
Each of you is right, and none of you is wrong. The moving is in the log, and the water, and our thinking also.
And the three frogs became very angry, for none of them was willing to admit that his was not the whole truth, and that the other two were not wholly wrong. Then the strange thing happened. The three frogs got together and pushed the fourth frog off the log into the river. Said a sheet of snow-white paper. Said a sheet of snow-white paper, pure was I created, and pure will I remain forever. I would rather be burned and turned.